This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and welcome once again to another of the Ramadan night's reminders. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make these reminders of benefit to myself and yourself, and that we will find it inshallah in our scales of good deeds on the Day of Judgment. Today's reminder is something that is not of any news to you, as every Muslim knows the importance of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are talking in this context about how a Muslim can excel to the greatest levels and excel beyond any other by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who have the ability to remember Allah a lot, be they male or female, then they are on the right path to get so much reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why in our book 30 Steps Towards a Refreshing Ramadan, we talk about how this is like a form of investment. It's a mobile banking. It's a form where you are getting reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and investing it in your hasanat in a way that doesn't really cost you much. It doesn't take much out of your time, out of your effort. However, without going into too much details, I want to concentrate on a few points. First of all, the importance of the remembrance of Allah being with the heart. It's important that a person remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from their heart, meaning that they are present when they are remembering Allah. They are there. They know what they are saying and they can feel it. They can interact with it. And that means that you need to know what the different adhkar means when you say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, al-ali al-azim, and so on and so forth. You need to know what these words mean so that at least you can be able to feel them and therefore get that power that comes from saying these words. We should never underestimate the greatness of these, the powers of these words, because these words do have great power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has control over the whole of the universe. And with his ability, the words which are mentioning him will have great effect. And I'm sure most of you know the whole power of ruqya, for example. Ruqya, which is a form of using the Quran, using the hadith, using the good words to try to initiate a healing process. Obviously it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's healing, but he has made in these words a power to heal. And so similarly with the words come great powers to give you a whole different dimension, change in terms of your spirituality, change in terms of your mood, change in terms of your attitude. A lot of things come with that. So dhikr is very important in that regards, and it's important that the dhikr is, like we said, it's internalized. It's something that's coming out from the inside, from the heart. Secondly, it's important for us to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot. And it's about connecting yourself with Allah. So every aspect of your life, you are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what dhikr is about. When you're eating, you're remembering Allah. When you're drinking, when you're going to sleep, when you're waking up, when you're going to the bathroom, coming out, wudu, salah, recitation of Quran, enter the house, leave the house, put on clothes. Every aspect of your life, you know, there are aspects of, you know, dhikr. When a person is blessed with a child, when a person's relative dies, you know, from there to there, it's all encompassed in things that you can say and things that you can link to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person really understands dhikr and really focus on dhikr, then their whole life will be linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there you go, how that is the answer of how people differ amongst themselves into terms of their iman. Because can you imagine somebody who the moment they wake up to the moment that they go to sleep, they are in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just by, you know, just saying subhanallah, 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 which is great, but in terms of every aspect of their life, they're thinking, how would Allah view this action that I'm going to do? How would Allah view what I'm going about to say? Okay, I'm going to do this now. How does Allah see that? And so on. So they're always constantly conscious of Allah, which is what taqwa is. And that kind of initiates a great feeling, a great attitude, a great strength in achieving more and so on. But the power is greater than this, in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you an important link. And that link is that when you remember Allah, Allah will remember you. So there is that great, you know, a great link that you have. Today, you know, if you have some of these, I don't know, if you imagine the Queen now going on television, and then while she's reading her message, you know, and they're thanking, I think recently they came out on World Nurses Day or something, and they were doing all these Zoom calls throughout the world and speaking to nurses. But imagine the Queen comes out on a telephone, and then while she is doing her, she said, and by the way, I would like to, in this special occasion, I'd like to remember Abdullah and Fatima. They did such a great job in doing this and that. How do you think those people would feel, you know, in being mentioned in front of so on and so forth? It would no doubt be a great honor to be mentioned by somebody of high prestige in the dunya scenario. So imagine, you know, the Queen is nothing compared to, you know, she's a human like the rest of us. How is it when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembering you? Allah is mentioning you by name. It's such a humbling experience. And that's why in one hadith, the Prophet ﷺ was talking to, he called Ubay ibn Ka'ab. Ubay ibn Ka'ab was amongst the most learned of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ in regards to the Qur'an. And the Prophet ﷺ said, أَقْرَأُهُمْ Ubay. And indeed, on one day, on one occasion, the Prophet ﷺ quizzed Ubay, and he said to him, Ubay, what is the most greatest surah that you have with you? So Ubay said Allah and his messenger. No, and he didn't want to answer, because obviously it's his knowledge that wasn't given to him yet by the Prophet ﷺ. So it's going to be something that he, so the Prophet kept on asking him, and then he said Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, meaning Al-Fatiha. So the Prophet ﷺ, he patted him on his chest and said, لِيَهْنَكَ الْعِلْمِ أَبَنْ الْمُذْنِرِ. Yani the knowledge will be of greatness for you. It will yani suffice you. It will give you pleasure. Congratulations for the knowledge that you have about Muslim. So this is a learned guy. So once the Prophet ﷺ brought Ubay, and he said, Allah has asked me to recite unto you Surah Al-Bayyinah. So the Prophet ﷺ called Ubay, and he sat him down and he said to him Surah Al-Bayyinah. And then Ubay said, Wasammani, he named me, and he said me by name. He said, and he named you by name. So Ubay, subhanAllah, you know, imagine you were in that kind of scenario. So Ubay obviously cried from the emotions that, you know, imagine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go and, you know, get Ubay and read to him this surah specifically. It's amazing. So that's just an example. So when you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is remembering you. If you remember Allah in yourself, Allah remembers you in Himself. And if you remember Allah in a gathering, Allah will remember you in a gathering greater than that. So it is a great experience to be linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this act. In addition to the many great things that we have mentioned in the book, you can go back to the book and see all the great benefits that come with dhikr as well. It's something that we should try and practice as much as possible. Inshallah, by doing that, we will get so much benefits, the least of which is the reward. There's so many other things that can be achieved, inshallah ta'ala.